The Bob Siegel Show on KCBQ is sponsored by Bob Siegel.
The Bob Siegel Show is brought to you in part by Primetime Advertising Corporation and the law offices of Matthew Simone.
Recurring themes on The Bob Siegel Show can also be found in this Washington Times Communities column, The Bidden Siegel Talk.
It's time now for The Bob Siegel Show, a religious open forum where all questions are welcome. And now, here's your host, Christian apologist, Bob Siegel.
And this is Bob Siegel. So, you'd like to believe in God, but Christians are so isolated from the world and so stuffy, you would never catch them having fun or visiting nightclubs or attending concerts. Well, if that's your view of Christianity, I want to introduce you to three ladies who will blast that stereotype into oblivion. I am joined today by a local group called Queen Divas of the Universe, featuring Ronnie Lee, Sharon Shoemaker, and Lori Lewis, who some of you know, my occasional co-host, very occasional co-host, so occasional, she's doing penance by offering us this special program today. Queen Divas of the Universe, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, I don't care which of you jumps in on this one, but somebody had better explain that title to us. What the heck is Queen Divas? Are you the one that came up with that, Lori?
Yes.
It's her fault.
All right, Lori, explain yourself. What the heck is a Queen Diva, for Pete's sake?
Well, it started with a silly phone thing with my husband because we had an argument, and I would not pick up the phone. He kept calling me. And finally, when
that
did,
was very congenial of you, Lori.
I don't know.
He appreciated
very
that
Christian,
from the bottom of his heart.
Very Christian-like of me. But when I finally did answer the phone, I pretended I was the answering service, and I was like, you've reached the voicemail. If you'd like to speak with Lori, say Lori or press 1. And then if you'd like to speak to, and my mind just kind of went to
if you'd like to apologize,
queen, yes,
press
exactly.
3. If you'd like to sit on the couch,
right,
do nothing.
But just the know? Queen Diva of the Universe came up, and we kind of laughed about it. But later on, actually.
Did you ever resolve the conflict, or did you just
absolutely.
Laugh it off?
Oh, absolutely. No, we did laugh
so
it off.
He was really in the right, and you were really
yeah,
in the wrong, right?
Yeah.
And Lori, it's me. You could be honest. It's me.
We did laugh it off.
Okay.
He came home laughing.
Okay.
Hysterically, but later on, actually, we kind of realized that there was a biblical, something with there that really kind of filled in
the
space.
Oh, yeah, I read about Queen Divas in the Bible all the time.
Well,
it's very biblical.
Royalty.
Oh, well, we do read about that we're kings.
Okay, well, let's
kings,
think,
Lori.
Right, yeah.
How does that have to do with
Second
queens?
Second Peter.
Well, it does say that males.
We are a royal.
And it actually says in the Bible, male and female are both kings, mm-hmm. even though they use the word masculine.
Yes.
Male
yes.
and females are included in that.
We are a royal priesthood.
I can see how you might extrapolate that.
It
but,
sounds
you know,
good.
I can see that. Not everybody loves you like I do, though. I mean, I get it, Lori. But
well, it works.
We've
for
been
us.
Friends for years. It works.
They
for
believe
us.
It every time we
okay.
sing.
Okay,
we live up to it.
That's now I'm pretty sure I remember hearing the three of you sing under a different title once. Anybody want to comment on that?
No.
Originally, I put the all-girl band together called Hot Flash.
See, I thought that was pretty fun.
H-A-U-T-E. And it was supposed to be, you know, a venue that we could do a lot of fashions and
kind
have
of
a lot of fun with the clothing.
Kind of a midlife
yeah.
crisis statement.
Yeah. So.
The band had some minimal local success, but we didn't stay together, but the three of us wanted to stay together, so we kind of started over.
Okay.
Well, it was also more funny until the hot flashes actually started. It became a lot less.
But it became a reality.
Plus, the men might have misunderstood that. Hot flash to a man could mean something different than hot flash to a woman. They might have expected a whole different show.
Yeah.
And they might have been surprised when it wasn't in the red light district. So, anyway.
Yeah, I wanted to change the name when Sharon once said, we're gonna take a mini pause and we'll be right back. So
okay.
I was like, okay, that's it.
What would you, if you had to use one or two words, what would be the style? What style does your band play?
We're classic rock.
Classic rock.
Classic rock. Okay.
Vintage rock, classic rock.
Vintage rock. So when you say classic, you mean mostly 60s or?
No.
60s up.
60s
well,
up.
If you think of classical
not
music.
Not 70s disco,
if you
please.
Say classical
no.
music.
No disco. Thank you.
you say classical music, your mind goes to a certain genre of music. If I say classical music, what do you think of? Bach?
Well, Bach, Beethoven, okay, all those other
right.
sleepers.
When you say yeah. classic rock, unfortunately, people really don't understand the idea of classic rock because it's really, it's rock that's classic. It's the classics
of rock.
Well,
we have a show here on KCBQ on Saturday nights called Saturday Night Sock Op, and to them, classic rock is like the 50s,
right.
the doo-ops. That's very yeah. different than... That's a stratosphere of difference from
and
late
60s. And we
do 60s.
Some 50s, and we do 60s and 70s and 80s, and we even do some stuff in this millennium, believe it or not.
It's more of a, it's more stylistic.
Yes,
I would
stylistic.
Say it's, it has okay. a style of the classic rock style, which that, those songs have been written classically since the 60s. We, not too much. 50s, I think, would be considered something else, but...
Too old?
So, too old. Yeah.
But now I know Hot you flash. Also you also add your own little twists to things, and the audience is in for a treat because we're going to play four, count them, four different selections. And I've noticed when I heard you singing the other night that the three of you kind of trade off as to who's singing the lead. Mm-hmm. So we believe in being fair and balanced here.
That's
even
true.
More fair and balanced than Fox News. So three of the songs
sure.
are going to feature each of you doing the lead. But we want to start with one where you're kind of all doing that, and that is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So let's go ahead and play the Queen Diva's in Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Bob now at 888-344-1170. That's toll free, 888-344-1170. Bob may have strong opinions, but he also likes to hear what you have to say.
Sound
Siegel Show. I am here with Queen Divas of the Universe, and I'm going to be interviewing these ladies one at a time, starting with my good friend Lori Lewis. But Sharon and Ronnie, if Lori says anything untrue, feel free to just jump right in and correct her, because I know Lori doesn't always get the Gospel of Mark version and Gospel of Matthew version quite straight and reconciled. So now, Lori, the first time I had you and your husband Chuck on, and by the way, a lot of these old shows are still on my website. You should go and Google Lori Lewis on the radio section of my website and listen to the 2 hours where I interviewed her and Chuck. She has a phenomenal story and testimony, and she sang with the Revised Mamas and the Papas. But we need to give our current audience, I guess, a Reader's Digest version. That's brevity, Lori. I don't know if you're familiar with that word.
That's
brevity.
But keep it short,
tell
Lori.
Us a little bit about your involvement with Mamas and the Papas and a little bit about what brought you to the Lord. We don't have time for the full stereophonic version.
So I shouldn't start with when I was 1 year old.
Yeah, never mind the cradle. The audience can go hear the cradle to tomb version, or not to tomb, but they can hear the longer version on my website. But let's a little bit of the Mamas and the Papas, a little bit how you came to know the Lord.
I'll just start with 1985 when I was on the Happy Together tour with the Turtles, the Grassroots. And I was singing with the Buckinghams, which is the Chicago Buckinghams.
Wow.
They did
so
kind of a drag.
Mamas and Papas. You've been with a lot of these.
Yeah, I couldn't
groups.
Keep a job. What can I say? No, I was with the Buckinghams for quite a...
That must have been quite an honor. Did you grow up idolizing these groups? And
I used to play the Buckinghams. That was like one of the first songs I learned on the guitar. Kind of a drag, you know. But I lived in Chicago and was with the Buckinghams. We went on this Happy Together tour with the Turtles and the Grassroots and... Buckinghams and Gary Lewis.
That was
Lewis.
About the Turtles only hit, wasn't it?
Yeah, Eleanor was a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, loved that band. Yeah. But that's where I met my husband, Chuck. And at the end of the tour, he asked me to marry him. I moved out here to San Diego, thinking that I was going to get myself plugged into a great band and tour and do all kinds of stuff. I did play with the Monroes for a short period of time, the San Diego bass group that did What Do All the People Know. But I was quickly, when the Happy Together tour came in to town in 86. I met Spanky McFarlane, who was singing with the Mamas and Papas.
And I loved Spanky and her gang.
Oh, I love her.
They sounded a lot like the Mamas and the Papas. Didn't people used to confuse those groups a lot?
Yeah, they had a lot of vocals. Nigel was really great.
Well, Spanky and Mama Cass had a very similar sound.
And they were good friends, too. And they lived together on the corner of Cass and McFarlane.
Is that right?
Yes, they did.
Was that by design? Or
no, it just happened.
That's funny.
I know. So they were destined. but when I got a phone call, and I actually said jokingly to Spanky, when are you going to get rid of that Mackenzie Phillips and get a real singer? Which is really not true, because Mackenzie has a really very, very pleasant voice.
But it turns out he wanted to get rid of her.
Well, she said sooner than you think. I had no idea that she was pregnant and needed to go into detox because she was 7 months pregnant and they needed someone to fill in fast.
Okay, so this wasn't Michelle Phillips. This was her daughter,
this was
Mackenzie,
his daughter, Mackenzie.
Who was on that really dumb sitcom. I forgot what it was called.
One Day at a Time.
Oh, I hated that.
And poor Mackenzie.
Not the Mamas and the Papas, but I hated that stupid
poor
sitcom.
She was really, really struggling, too, because of all things. She really, really struggling with that One Day at a Time thing. But I took her place.
Struggling with little things like a script.
Yeah. But I filled in for her for about a year. And then after the year was up, Mackenzie came back for maybe, a few months. And in between, I filled in for her a lot. But finally, in about 1989, late 90s, I came back and filled in for the Mamas and Papas for the next 3.5 years. It was great.
Okay, we have a call, but the call's not showing up on the board, so we don't know who this caller happens to be. But let's continue with this. Now, Lori, so you were touring with them for about a year, and when you were on my show for the first time, you actually played a version of California Dreamer that had been from your tour.
Right, we had recorded it. I recorded it with Scott.
I think we were the first radio show in history, maybe even the only radio show in history to ever play that. Okay, we have a Virginia... on the air. Virginia, welcome to the Bob Siegel Show.
Hi, this is Virginia. I'm Lori's sister.
Hi.
Hello, girl.
Hey, everybody. Lori has a sister.
On that beautiful CD. For the Queen Divas of the Universe, it's all wrapped up in Christmas. It's just a great CD. I'm loving it.
Okay, now, Lori, did you tell her to call in and just advertise your CD?
No, I didn't.
It's just a ringer call.
Hi, sis, I love you.
Kids, that album makes a great stocking stuffer.
How did you ever know I was on the radio tonight?
Gee, how?
Are you the sister that plays bass?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay, Virginia.
I'm your replacement, Virginia.
Where are you calling us from, Virginia?
Pardon?
Where are you calling us from?
I'm from Olympia, Washington.
Olympia, Washington. You hear that, folks? You can, because of the wonders of the internet, you can hear our local show anywhere on your computer.
I know.
And Lori told you she'd be on today. Are you Lori's younger sister, older sister?
Well, we're debating that.
Huh. I'm older. I'm guessing that would be an easy thing to figure out. But hey, what do I know?
I can debate anything.
Okay. Are you both 29 or is one of you 28 and a half?
Exactly.
Lori only looks 28 and a half. I love you, Bob. Okay.
Yeah, well, we started counting down after a certain age, and I'll let Lori reveal that.
Hey, I will not reveal that.
Virginia, have you heard
I'm not going to reveal that on the
have
air.
Have you heard Lori on our program before? Or is this your first time hearing her?
Yes, I have been on the program before.
Okay, and have you ever heard that little commercial she does where she says she's my frequent co-host?
I don't know. She's about as frequent as
Haley's Comet.
I heard you talking about...
There was a time when she was my frequent co-host, where she was on about once a month.
I'm sorry. I'm coming back.
She is. Now, Lori's
mom, I am.
Actually, she's coming back December 25th, whether she likes it or not, because we're doing a repeat broadcast of a show that Lori was on with Sylvia Lang. So she will be back in a couple of weeks, unbeknownst to her. But she may be coming back in the flesh in January also. So.
Oh, great.
Good.
Right, well, that's great. Well, I love this show, and thanks for having me on.
Okay, well, before you go, you got to tell your sister that even though you love the show, it's a better show when she's on.
Lori, it is a great show. It's even a better show when you are.
Okay, and you heard that from your younger sister or older sister or twin sister. One
my
of those
twin.
Three,
She's
Lori.
My twin
okay.
sister.
Your twin 28-and-a-half-year-old sister. Okay. Virginia, thank you for calling. You sound like a sweetheart. Thanks for calling
she is.
In.
She really
thank
is.
You.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so Lori, before your sister called in, we were talking about the Mamas and the Papas, but you have a very interesting testimony of what brought you to Christ, too. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Oh, my gosh. Which one? Well,
which version? I like the version where the cannibals
version.
Were about to eat you and the spears were coming and the lightning hit them. I like that one.
Seriously, you know, when I was out with the Mamas and Papas, I replaced Mackenzie because she was a really intense drug addict. I was also a drug addict.
Just not as intense of a drug addict. Not as bad. Okay.
And we actually had the propensity to do the same drug. And we used to do the same drug together, but she just did a lot more.
Well,
she had more money than
so
me.
So when you replaced her, nobody even noticed then.
Well, in a way, I wasn't as many outrageous things. And, you know, I mean, I actually showed up for the gigs and I was kind of more of a functioning drug addict than she was at the time. So then after being with them for about a year, and then I would go off and do a lot of different things. Like whenever they traveled outside of the country, Mackenzie couldn't go because her name would just flash at the border, you know. So I traveled a lot with them. And so in 1990, you know, I was just kind of sick and tired of being sick and tired with all the drugs. It was just a really crazy life. And I had friends that kept telling me about Jesus, and I kept saying, you know, I know God. I grew up Catholic. Come on,
oh,
I'm going to heaven.
That'll do it.
That was it, you know. And we had a friend, Arnie, who was always telling us, oh, you know, you've got to be saved and you've got to know Jesus. And I kept saying, quit bugging me. I know Jesus, you know. Well, you know, it's a relationship. It's not a religion. And so I went through this whole thing with them. And they actually gave us a Bible one year for Christmas. It was like the last present we opened because we could see it was in a little box that looked like a Bible. And we just knew it was. And my husband said, well, you know, we don't really read that great. You know, we're kind of ADD. And so he brought us a Bible on cassette, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I had this one night where I had just been up all night and I had been drinking and doing drugs. And it was about 3 o'clock in the morning and I was getting ready to turn off the light. And I reached up to turn off the light and the light kind of magically started turning out all by itself. It just dimmed. And all of a sudden my heart started pounding really, really, really hard. And basically I fell to my knees and I was blacking out and I could feel my life just going from me. Like I was dying. And I was literally thrown to my knees and I called out to God and I said, God, help me. I saw my whole life flash before me. I saw my life just like the newspaper the next day, I could see it saying, you know, Lori died of a cocaine overdose. My parents, all those things, just when you think about your life flashing before you when you die, it was like that. I could just see my whole life going. And And I prayed and I called out and I said, Lord, help me make it through this night. If you help me make it through this night, I'm never going to do this again. I'm going to get some help. So the next day I woke up and I made it through the night. And I thought, oh, cool. I made it through the night. And, you know, I had had chest pains and all these problems. And so I thought I'd call my doctor. And it was Saturday morning. And my doctor was a Seventh-day Adventist of all things. And that's the only reason why I knew that was because he never was around on the weekends. And so I called his office and I said, you know, something happened to me and I was going to leave this message. But he actually answered the phone on a Saturday morning.
Instead of being at church on the Sabbath day.
He actually answered his phone at his work. I was just going to leave a message and he answered his phone.
So that was kind of providential.
He was just actually just stopping by to pick something up and he heard the phone ring. He wasn't going to pick it up. And then something in his mind said, well, you know, Jesus healed on the Sabbath day. And he just happened to pick up the phone and it was me. And I told him, I said, I have something to confess to you. And I told him about what I had been doing all this time. You know all those colds I always have, you know, and he said, you know, I kind of suspected that. And I said, well, what should I do? I think I had some kind of a heart attack or something last night. And he goes, here's what you need to do. You need to turn your life over to the love and care of Jesus Christ.
That is something else.
That was the best prescription I ever got.
So God used the Seventh-day Adventist to deliver you. So you got to come back some other time and tell you how God delivered you from the Seventh-day Adventist. That'd be an interesting story, too. I mean, they love the Lord and they are brothers, but they're a little on the legalistic side.
Yes,
well,
yes.
Let's see. Lori does a very beautiful version of O Holy Night. So let's play O Holy Night. This is Lori Lewis and the Queen Divas of the Universe.
Thank you.
is Bob Siegel. They say a man's home is his castle. So when it comes to the wiring of your house, you don't want to mess around with some unknown electrician. Instead, do what I did. Call W&S Electric Incorporated. W&S specializes in both contracting and repair. From troubleshooting to remodeling to circuit breakers and fuses, W&S takes a skilled but personal interest in your home at affordable rates. I know the owner, Wayne Klingenhofer, personally, and I can testify firsthand to his integrity. Call 619-447-8785. That's 447-8785 for W&S Electric Incorporated. License number 480-539, W&S Electric.
We now return to the Bob Siegel Show.
Mannheim Steamroller. However, the vocal songs that we're featuring today, the beautiful music that you've been hearing, has been from the Queen Divas of the Universe. All three of them are with me, and one of them is the talented Ronnie Lee. Ronnie Lee, I'll give you the honor of telling people how these all the cuts you're going to hear today can be found on your album called, hey, it's called Queen Divas of the Universe, all wrapped up in Christmas. How can people get a hold of this CD?
Well, Bob, we've got all the correct codes and the UPCs and everything on there. We've got QR codes. We're on iTunes. We're on Amazon.com. Pretty much, if you
can
have
Google. Can you
be Googled,
pirated off of YouTube?
Of course. If anybody
just for those crooked cheapskates out there?
Sure. I'm sure my daughter's selling them right now.
Can we come on your radio show to promote our album? Sure. I'll just tell them how they can hijack it off of YouTube. Okay.
I think these days you can pretty much get your hands on it, and we'll be happy to send you something.
Yeah, but folks, get your hands on it the way the good Lord intended for
Please
you to get your
do.
Hands on, because these ladies deserve to make a living.
Napster.
If you have Google in front of you and you have the little bar, all you do is type in Queen Divas of the Universe. And we're the only Queen Divas in the universe.
That's right. I mean, how many Queen Divas can there possibly be?
Three. No. There's plenty of Queen Divas, but not of the universe.
Not of the entire universe.
Not of the entire universe, right.
We're pretty much
Now, for
good.
Those that aren't internet savvy, are there any local bookstores or record stores selling this? Or is it all...
Horizon Bookstore.
Horizon.
Okay. No, not Verizon.
Not Verizon. Horizon. Yeah. Horizon is
Although
in the
that's a good idea.
Is in the church Horizon. Okay.
It's also available at this little cute knickknack store out on Campo Road.
Oh, okay.
We are getting ready next year. This is a 2012 CD release. So part of this year, it is a little bit of a pre-release. It'll be out next year full-fledged. There's a few more bells and whistles that we'll add next year. When okay. we do that, and next year we hope to have it in some stores and possibly even local coffee shops if we know who those guys
are. Right. Starbucks,
Walmart,
come on.
Starbucks, all those places. That's
okay,
where
well,
we want it.
When you're premiering on The Tonight Show, just remember your old pal Bob and
we'll
all the little people who helped you.
Who?
Yeah. Okay. Who am I interviewing? Who? Is it Ronnie Lee? Who?
I know.
Okay, Ronnie, we heard Lori's testimony. Tell us a little bit about how you came to know Jesus Christ.
Gosh, well, I was actually raised by Christians, so that gives you a good start, although sometimes it gets you kind
sometimes
of used to things.
Sometimes it gives you a bad start,
yes,
but it depends. But in your case, it was a good start.
Yeah, well, I was raised by my grandparents. My parents were actually drug addicts, so...
Everybody's a drug addict today.
Oh, yeah.
This is a special drug edition of the Bob Siegel Show.
It was the time, you know, I think it was L.A., and that was the time, and unfortunately, my father didn't survive it. He passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to
hear that's
that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, he's that was a long time ago. And my mom went on to do more bad things. So I was on my own. My grandparents raised me and they passed me around a bit.
Well, God bless
people.
Them for stepping up to the plate.
They were wonderful.
They were like
wonderful.
Guardian angels to
Absolutely.
You.
Yeah. They were Christians. And so I got a good, but then, you know, they passed away early. So by the 15, I was by myself. And I loved rock and roll. Rock and roll was powerful and fabulous, and nobody, no girls played rock and roll, but I wanted to. So I was in Oregon, And certainly no girls played rock and roll in Oregon.
You mean no girls in locally? Because obviously on the radio, there were a lot of female rock and roll.
There were, but there weren't anybody doing what I wanted to do.
Oh, the kind.
I wanted to play. I'm the lead guitar player, by the way. So I wanted to play lead. I did not want to get an acoustic and play Joan Baez, God bless her, and everything. But so people would ask me to do that. And
okay, so the hard rock, the electrical guitar, that
Black
kind of
Sabbath.
Thing. Okay.
I was Black Sabbath, you know, the... Rolling Stones, as loud and as hard as I could possibly play.
So we've gone from Seventh-day Adventist Sabbath to Black Sabbath.
Yes.
We're running the entire gamut
It's still
today.
The Sabbath.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
And so, you know, I think for me, it was just an empowering thing. It made me in control of things when at a time when I really wasn't in control of very much. So I got offered a position in Seattle, went up to Seattle and started playing rock bands up there. Wasn't very good, as a friend of mine who's listening right now will attest to. As he used to say, you know, you weren't very good. I said, no, but I had a lot of energy.
Well, don't you love it with those friends that feel they have to be just that darn honest with you?
Yeah, well, that's okay. He's probably true. But
hi, Jim.
Hi, Jimmy. So, but, you know, we all had a great time back then, and actually we had a lot of fun. Of course, then what comes into play when you're having a lot of fun is cocaine.
Yeah.
And then there has to be something to bring you down from the cocaine and then something to bring you back up again and down and back up. And I've got to sleep. And I made a deal with the Lord myself about 73 times at least. Okay. So every morning. And, you know, I don't know if it was just.
See, drug people are used to making deals. So that's
right,
how they so easily
deals.
Made a deal with the Lord. That's,
sure.
You know.
Okay. And just like the Old Testament, he always forgave.
Yes.
And the poor Israelites, I think I learned more from the Old Testament in that than anything else, to say, yes, okay. You know, then they turn their backs from the Lord and then he.
Don't you love reading about all the stupid things they did in the Bible? It makes me feel about the stupid things I do. Yeah. Feel better about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to say, well, gosh, if I were them, I sure wouldn't have done that. But apparently I did.
Yes.
Many times. And I ended up having a child in 1980. My son, Adam. And hello, Adam. Hope you're out there somewhere, too, listening. I told you, but he forgets things. So he's now older. I'm not going to give away his age because we're going to do the math here.
Oh, yeah. This
no
is what
math
they, this
doing.
Is what they used to call new math.
No math doing.
We need some extra quantum physics, mechanical quantum physics, to figure out the math of these ages here.
Ooh,
yeah.
Get a calculator out.
Yes. Yeah.
But he was about 3 years old. It was about 1983. And boy, by that time, I had played just about everywhere. I had done. I had been in Los Angeles. I was in the beginning of punk rock in L.A. at the Whiskey Go-Go. I hooked up with producer Kim Fowley, who produced The Runaways, Venus and the Razor Blades, and a bunch of other punk rock and bands. I played with Van Halen. And we toured all around.
You all have quite a resume.
In fact, they were our opening act, and they were just a little band in Pasadena and couldn't get work if they tried. It was hysterical. They kept playing this song, Running with the Devil, and we're like, that's never going to make it. You guys are, you know, just go home. Well, they didn't quit, and so we see what that happened there. But that was great. In fact, I have a song that came out last year in a Runaways movie, so I still have some of that, you know, little money trickling in and some fame for that, I suppose. But
how did you end up connecting with these two?
My son, and then I came out to San Diego, moved to San Diego in 84, and Lori was my third child's music teacher.
Small
and I said,
world.
I said, I'd like to come play guitar for you sometime. And she goes, oh, right.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Same thing that they used to say to me in Oregon, by the way. They play a little Joan Baez. And I
and
said,
the
no,
rest was history.
No, really. And she goes, no, really. Yeah, no, really.
I expected her to bring like an acoustic guitar. And when she came, she showed up with a Marshall amp and a Paul Reed Smith.
So we've been rocking it out
ever
since.
That was the embryonic version of the Queen Divas.
Yep, that's what
okay. Well, Ronnie is the lead singer in this next version of The First Noel. Let's go ahead and enjoy that. The First Noel, Queen Divas of the Universe.
You said 10 more shades. looking to build your own website without a lot of cost and trouble? Hi, I'm Bob Siegel, here to tell you about Web Studio. Web Studio allows people to create their own websites simply and easily without knowing HTML. With Web Studio, you avoid the learning curve of front page and the expense of a web designer. Web Studio has 14 different galleries that contain graphics, sounds, and everything else you need. For more information about Web Studio, go to webstudio.com.
Back to the Bob Siegel Show. I'm here with Queen Divas of the Universe, and now let me introduce, well, you've heard her a little bit, but we have not featured her yet. This is Sharon Shoemaker. Sharon, tell us a little bit about what brought you first to Jesus, then to music, or first to music, then to Jesus, whatever the order happens to be.
Well, it was kind of intertwined. My dad was Mormon, my mom was Episcopalian, so I went to a Quaker church that was close by.
Yeah, just because it's so quiet in the Quaker church, you probably wanted to get away and have some peace and quiet.
It was close by, and all the kids in the neighborhood kind of walked. It was out in Sunnyside, which was very rural back
was
in
this
the 50s.
Was this back on the, in Pennsylvania?
No,
or?
No, here in San
Diego. Oh, okay, because yeah. We always think of the Quakers as being in Pennsylvania.
And I kind of grew up in that little country church as a little, you know, white building with this little steeple and everything. It was wonderful. And I went there with my friends. Occasionally my parents would go, my mom. And I discovered that I could sing. Then I learned how to play guitar, and they let me play guitar every Sunday in the church. I'd bring up a little song.
A guitar in a Quaker church? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it was very progressive for the 50s.
Yeah, wow.
They were very supportive. And then one night I was watching the Ed Sullivan Show and the Beatles came out and I started.
This was the very first when he introduced them for
yes,
the first
when
time.
He introduced, I had seen them earlier on Jack Parr and I was kind of already piqued my interest in them. And I, mom, I want a bass guitar. I want to play bass. Please, mom, buy me. So she bought me a guitar, acoustic. And I actually had taken my violin. I was playing in the junior high school orchestra with a piece of yarn and tried to play bass on it. But she bought me a guitar and it took me about 10 years of playing guitar to save up to buy my own bass. I was in and out of churches, wherever I was at. Just kind of, it was more of a social thing with me. I always believed in the Lord. I always went to church. I adopted some kids, and I brought them up with Awana, and again, the neighborhood church. And it again, in and out, I don't have the history that my bandmates have. I've always been...
Oh, you mean you didn't do all these druggy-related things?
I never got into drugs. I never got into
alcohol.
That's
not an exciting testimony.
I'm sorry.
Sharon,
I'm boring.
Come on.
I'm just, you know, really boring. Oh, I was really interested in music, and my mother told me, mess up, and I will take away the guitar. I didn't want to lose the guitar. So, I just stayed straight and narrow to it. I toured a lot. As a teenager, I went on a couple of USO tours with all-girl bands.
Oh, that's interesting. What countries did you visit?
We kind of went all over. We did every state in the United States, and then we did some aircraft carriers.
No kidding.
Yeah, some famous people, mostly just us and a couple of other unknown volunteers. But we got to do a lot of that, and I got my feet very, very wet playing professionally. And in and out of college, in between tours, I got to do some of the Playboy Cubs in the 70s. Again, went on a Princess Cruises, a lot of real schmoozy lounge type gigs, which is unlike my rock and roll counterparts
then.
Here.
Yeah.
But I did the Janis Joplin lead vocals in a Rock and Roll Heaven show, and I sang rock and roll for.
Oh, and she does Janis a dead Joplin. Ringer Janis Joplin.
I can
impression.
Do Janis.
I have heard her do that.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing I can say about Janis, you know, passed away at the age of 27. She only got to sing for 10 years. And I've been impersonating her for close to 40. So I've done it longer than she did.
So in a way, you're like the real Janis Joplin, you know?
Oh, Lord. Anyway, so that's kind of my history until I put together a couple of other. I played in a band called Coco Loco, which was also the Tim Flannery band. I worked with Tim for about 10 years, met a lot of people. And because of my connection with Tim, I was hired to do a lot of studio work around town. Everybody kind of wanted to get to Tim through me. Hey, we'll get the kid on the vocals here, and it'll get us to be friends with Tim. And I did that for a while, and then put together another all-girl band, which Lori became part of. And then that one reformed. We brought Ronnie into it. And Lori and Ronnie were a lot more active Christians than I ever have been. And Lori started bringing me into her church, which is Windsor Hills Community Church behind Helix High School.
Very nice church, by the way.
It's a wonderful church with a wonderful pastor.
Hi, Pastor Sam.
Hi, Pastor Sam. Hi, Joyce. I am just so happy to be part of that family. It's amazing. I just feel really good to be connected with them. And I've just done a lot of different things and stayed in the music. And I never got into drugs and never got into drinking. I didn't even get married until I was 53. You know, I was more interested in just touring around and playing. I adopted some kids, and that kind of put the end to the touring.
How many kids have you adopted and fostered?
Oh, yeah, I've been a foster mom for 26 years.
Wow.
I've adopted 4. I've taken guardianship on, I think, about 15.
Very impressive, boy.
Yeah, I've done all that. And Lori just wrote me a note to tell him about The Rose. The Rose was a movie that was originally going to be called The Pearl. And Harry Levin, who was an attorney up in LA.
Wasn't that about a rock singer, The Rose?
Excuse me?
Wasn't The Rose about a rock singer?
It was a Janis Joplin story.
It was
story.
About Janis, okay.
It was a Janis Joplin story.
I knew it was somebody. I wasn't sure if it was
It was originally going to be called The Pearl, and Valerie Perrine was going to play the lead on it, and I was going to do the soundtrack. But Valerie had to do some things with Superman, and so she bowed out of it, and they hired Bette Midler.
Oh, that Lex Luthor. He's always getting in the way of good movies.
And Bette Midler just kind of wanted to do her own soundtrack. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was one of the first things that I got
very cool. Well, one of the current things she's doing is singing as the lead singer in God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
Lori Lewis Arrangement.
And this is Sharon Shoemaker singing. Let's hear God Bless Ye Merry Gentlemen.
God Rest Ye.
Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were If you enjoy listening to The Bob Siegel Show, check out Bob's weekly column for Washington Times Communities. Bob is also a regular contributor for San Diego Rostra and San Diego Newsroom. And don't forget his website, www.bobsiegel.net, S-I-E-G-E-L, bobsiegel.net. Here, you can download past radio shows, read Bob's many articles about Christianity, and get information about Bob's books. That's www.bobsiegel.net. We now return to The Bob Siegel Show.
I am here with the Queen, Divas of the Universe, three fascinating women, Lori Lewis, Ronnie Lee, Sharon Shoemaker. I wish the interviews could have been longer, but I felt the most important thing was to highlight your music because we do want people to be able to locate this. Tell us again, one of you, where the CD can be found. Let's give out all that information again.
Well, we have a Reverb Nation, so you can go reverbnation.com/ Queen Divas of the Universe. Once again, of course, if you Google this, a call comes up.
Comes right up because there's no other Queen Divas.
You can tweet us.
Oh, you can tweet the Divas.
We can be tweeted.
You can meet the Divas or tweet the Divas.
Tweet the Divas.
Tweet us on Twitter. You can tweet Lori Lewis and Ronnie Lee, and I believe Queen Divas of the Universe also. We're actually new to tweeting, so if we don't tweet back right away.
Well, remember, the first Beatles album in America was called Meet the Beatles. We need an album called Tweet the Divas. That can be an answer to that.
That might have to be our username because they won't accept any more than 18 characters, and ours are like, we have a very long name.
Keeps going. We have a very busy name.
Yeah. So maybe somebody can have a contest, so someone give us a good Twitter username.
There you go. We'll get you a free CD.
Well, if you like the four selections you heard today, there's a lot more where that came from on their album. And where are you going to be performing next? Any more this Christmas season?
Or? We have a gig at Viejas coming up. They haven't given us the date yet.
Oh, Viejas Casino.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And during the summer, we play at the Galley at the Marina down in Chula Vista. Oh. We just played Humphreys, and we're hoping to return there. I think it looks really good for us to be back at Humphreys on the regular rotation. You hear that, Shauna? We want the gig.
Yes, we do, Shauna.
This Friday, we are at Saquon. However, it's a private event, but we do a lot of private events.
Okay.
So we actually are for hire. Don't forget to remind everyone you can hire a diva.
You can hire a diva.
Yes.
Yeah, go to the website and there's some...
We'll have to be careful how we say that.
There's some classic rock samples of our music on our website.
Take the divas home with you.
Make a diva.
Great stocking stuffers.
We have coffee. You can buy diva coffee. You can wake up with the diva.
I think for the rest of the show, I can just let them go on like this.
This Sunday night, we're at Sarah Mesa Christian Church. We're going to be kind of popping in there. This is a little bit of an all-star band. So I do things, Lori does things, but we do them together quite frequently. So this Sunday night at Sarah Mesa Church, we can buy coffee on our website. You can buy t-shirts, clothing, all kinds of goodies.
You can buy coffee on your website?
Yes, we have Queen Divas.
Coffee on a website?
We have Queen Divas of the Universe coffee.
Are you kidding me?
Our own roast.
This is your answer to
I do the smooth.
We like to stay awake.
Ron DeRosa Roasting Company has actually created a coffee blend for us.
Special blend diva band, Rock and Bold.
All right, you three stagger the imagination.
Rock and
Lewis,
Bold.
Ronnie Lee, Sharon Shoemaker, Queen Divas of the Universe, and you'll see Lori again a couple of weeks from now on our repeat broadcast with Sylvia Lang. You don't want to miss that. And I will see you next week on The Bob Siegel Show.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Bob, you rock.
Bob Siegel Show on KCBQ is sponsored by Bob Siegel.